All right. First, I want to apologize for the fiasco we had the other day. Technical problems, and hope we got them fixed today. I've got a punch list here. If you have something to write on or write with, you might want to just take notes. I do not intend to keep you on this call more than about maybe 20, 25 minutes or so. So I've got some things that I need to get through, and then I really want to get you prepared to come with good prospects so we can help you make some money while we're in class. Congratulations for registering. We're going to have a great group out there in Seattle next week. We got our realtors hard at work right now, working on some prospects for us to get on the bus and go see. Looks like we're actually going to be visiting Tacoma for the bank-owned properties, the way it's shaping up right now. In case you do not have the hotel information, let me give you that real quick. We will be staying at the DoubleTree at the Seattle Airport, which is on International Boulevard. And the phone number for that is 206-246-8600. Room rate's $119 a night. Make sure you mention Global Publishing room block. Strongly suggest you do stay there if you've got a drive for more than about 30 or 40 minutes or so. And boy, in Seattle, that's in a very far distance. So the more you stay at the hotel, the better you're going to like the environment, because you don't have to get out in traffic. You don't have to rush to get back in there, and you get to hang around the folks that are in the room all night and actually get a lot done in networking sessions. Plus, you meet a lot of people that you didn't know before. And please don't be under the impression that the attendees are all going to be from the Seattle area, because that's not true. In the past, probably no more than 25 or 35% of them are in the Seattle area. The rest are coming from outlying areas. So it's a good chance for you to network and create some nationwide friends. That happens every time we put a group of people together in a room like this for 4 days. Let me give you the starting and stopping times. If you want to make notes of these so you can plan accordingly. We will start every day at 8 o'clock, with the exception of the third day where we start at 7:45. That's the day we'll be getting on the bus and hitting the streets. But every other day is 8 o'clock, 7:45 on the third day. On the first night, we'll go till approximately 7:30, and the last thing we'll do that day is call sellers on the telephone so you can hear the calls, and of course, those sellers are the ones you'll want to bring to class here.
Hi, Ron. How's it going?
Hey, Lynette. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Ron?
Let me get through my punch list, and I'll bring you guys up here, okay?
Thank you.
The first night, we end at 7:30. In fact, you just heard Brian and Lynette Wolf. They will be calling sellers for you live on that first night. And then they will be working with you the rest of the event to work with your prospects one-on-one to actually call them and do deals and construct them right there while you sit there. The second night, we will be through approximately 6:30. The third night, approximately 6. And then the fourth day, we'll be through by 4 p.m. So got that, 7:30, 6:30, 6, and 4. To give you an idea when you're going to get out of class in the evening. If you have not listened to the Purple course, the Control Without Ownership course, suggest you might want to try to get that in before we show up. There's 10 CDs in that. And I would follow that by the first 12 CDs in the green course, and then the first 6 CDs in the red course. And frankly, if you get through those, you probably don't even need to worry about the rest of them. Just set them aside. You are going to get a 325-page manual when you get to the event that has a lot of stuff in it that you're not going to find in the courses, including some updated scripts and so forth. So everything you need will be there. Do not bring your courses to class. We do not need them. In fact, the only thing you need to bring to class is you and something to write with, probably a cell phone with a calculator in it and a camera on it, and something to write with, and that's it, because the rest of it will be furnished to you. Brian Lynette, how are you? Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you. We are so excited. Can't wait to see you as usual, Ron. We totally love you. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe we've known you like 11 years now. And you have changed our life forever, seriously, when we met you 11 years ago. And I can't imagine where we would be without you. We just wanted
to... why don't you take a minute and tell our class where you are exactly.
Okay. We're actually in Arizona. I'm Lynette Wolf, Brian Wolf. We're the Wolf couple. And we're in Phoenix, Arizona, and we've closed over $95 million worth of real estate, and we average 6 to 8 deals per month, okay? And so combined, Brian and I have been in real estate and mortgages for the last 40 years combined. And oh my goodness, it is just, you. Once again, we are just so excited to be here and close deals for you guys. We actually, Ron, you don't even know this, but from the last Quick Start Real Estate School, we had 2 students who brought in deals that ended up actually getting paychecks. They got paid to go to the Quick Start Real Estate School.
Nice.
I don't know if I got time just to share 1 or 2 of these deals. It was so exciting. Actually, do I have a couple seconds just to share a deal?
Yeah, I think what you meant was that we do the deals during the class, and they've already gotten paid for them since the class, is what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly right. Remember Eric? Eric had brought a deal, and we actually bought the house subject to. We took over the debt was $270,000. We took over the debt subject to, and he actually ended up getting a non-refundable deposit for $20,000.
Wow.
From a lease purchase buyer. So that was a zero money down, none of our own credit, took over the debt for $270,000 just because he brought that deal to class. He ended up getting paid to come to the Quick Start Real Estate School. That was so exciting.
That was just last month, wasn't it?
Yes, yep, that was the Quick Start Real Estate School last month.
These things happen fast, guys. So in other words, he's already made many times across the visit just because he brought some leads, which is what we're going to discuss. In fact, the main purpose of this call is to get you guys prepared so you can bring some things with you to help us, let us help you make money from them like Lynette just described.
Yes, and then we had that Axe deal that we did with Todd, the overmortgaged pretty house deal, the Axe deal, where he ended up getting an assignment fee on that home for $5,000.
Wow.
We took that over the Axe deal because what they owed on the home, actually, they owed more than the house was worth. And I know, Ron, you're going to teach them all about this at the Quick Start Real Estate School, but they were able to walk away with a check for $5,000 on that deal that we closed on the first night during live seller calls. We are so excited to close deals for you guys.
Those are the ones that have actually closed and turned into cash. There's probably 20 to 22 more of them floating around out there that I recall that are in the process of getting to the end and getting cashed out that we created during class.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
We had over 100 leads to process, didn't we?
Yes, we ended up, yeah, there was about 20, yep, 18 to 20 deals. It was crazy, crazy fun.
That's what I love about these boot camps that we do with you, Ron, because, I mean, our background, we both started off as real estate agents, and we were very skeptical of real estate investing and different techniques and ways of doing it. But when we found you, we were totally illuminated of all these different ways. I thought I was a smart guy. I graduated summa cum laude, you know, from the University of Minnesota. We're both from Minnesota originally. And, you know, I met you, and I thought I knew what I was doing, and I didn't know what I was doing at all. So you really, really opened up new avenues and vistas for us, and we started closing deals we were throwing away constantly. And the cool thing about the way we do it at this boot camp is it's really where the rubber meets the road, because I've been to other boot camps and, you know, so-called gurus before, but this is the real thing. I mean, we're closing deals, and you're seeing profits coming out of the 4 days right there, right in front of your eyes. So that's really the proof is in the pudding.
All right, well, guys, let's go ahead and get to this property information. Before I do that, all of you need to know that you may bring a parent, child, spouse, or significant other now absolutely free if you haven't signed up one. You may still do so by calling our office. A parent, child, spouse, significant other, or someone that's actually working in your business or that you intend to put in your business is no charge. If you want to add a second one to that group that's in that group, for example, maybe you've got a spouse and a 22-year-old adult child that you'd like to bring, just call us. It's $500 more to bring that person. And they all get to come back for as many times as you want them to or you want to for a full year at no charge. And even after the first year, it's only $500 per visit for as long as they live or we live. So you want to consider that. You've still got a few days left to do so. And, again, it's a phone call. And also on the other side of that, if someone you have registered cannot make it, please call our office and let us know.
we have preparation to do for you. We have to bring these big manuals to there, and we have to know how many seats we're going to have, and you got buses to manage, and it's kind of a logistical nightmare. So if you're going to bring more, call us. If you're going to bring less, also call us. Or if for some reason you can't make it, call us as well. And if, if that happens, we'll put you in the next one or the next one down the line you want to go to. Let me see. I got that done. I think let's get on to the property information sheet because it's one of the it's the reason we called. You should have received that property information sheet by email from us. If you did not get it, it's in your purple course, Control Without Ownership, and or you can go to ronlegrand.com/FSBO, F-S-B-O, and also pick it up there. Guys, Brian, Lynette, and I want you to do everything you can to bring as many of these sheets to class as you can bring because it will be the difference between whether you leave with deals or whether you don't. If you would like to pay for this event quickly, you bring us a handful of these things, and I can almost guarantee you you'll leave with deals to process when you get back home. And if you are worried about doing that and handling that on your own, you will be offered help when you leave. We have a mentoring program that you can subscribe to and literally have the Wolves and other mentors work with you hand-in-hand to make sure you can get through these deals and get them processed, which I imagine, Lynette, is what you're doing with the folks that did the $20,000 deal and the
$5,000. Yep, yep, yep. Actually, quite a few of those students, and we have a ton of more paychecks rolling in. It is so exciting. Yep. We just can't emphasize enough to bring in, the more leads you bring in, the more possibilities of making more money, cha-ching, cha-ching. We are just so excited to call your sellers. And what's really cool is we don't even take a cut, Ron. We're making all this money for all these students.
Yeah. We probably should change that, Lynette, but right now we don't.
That's what I was thinking.
So let's go through this sheet, guys, and make sure you're clear on it because it's so critical. If you will notice on the sheet, you'll see some stars, and those stars are beside critical blanks. I did not say optional blanks. I said critical blanks. We must have the answers to those blanks with the stars on them, or we cannot process your lead for you. Those blanks are beside asking price, which you have to have from the seller. And don't put on there, won't tell me. You got to keep prying until you get a number out of the seller and get the asking price, because without it, there's nothing anybody can do. And right below that, I want to know what the seller thinks the house is worth. Well, what do you think the house is worth right now? Put in the number. I need that because I want to see how it relates to the asking price. Do they think it's worth more or less than what the next line below where it says your comps says? Your comps is not for you to ask the seller. Your comps line is for you to go on a couple of free websites like Trulia.com or Zillow.com and look for sales that are similar to the one you have and put in the highest comps you can find on those sites. Just put in a couple of those numbers for me. That's all I want under your comps. That will give me an idea of whether the seller's estimated value is high or low or whatever, and we're going to need that number to determine where to go next. So, again, go to Trulia.com. It's free, Zillow.com, or any site that you want to go to. There's a ton of
them. Ron, we use HouseValues.com and Eprazal.com.
Well, slow down. HouseValues.com.
Yeah, HouseValues.com.
And Eprazal. There's no A in it. Eprazal.
Correct.
Or Eappraisal. Spell it.
It's Eppraisal.com.
Okay. So go to one of those sites, guys, and find the one you like. And remember, when you pull up comps, if you put in your house and then put in the ones that are sold, it'll actually pull up good comps for you. Just make sure they're fairly close to the subject and they're similar in size and they sold recently within the past few months. But again, I only want the top two of those sales. Throw away out all of the bottom ones. And I'll teach you that on the second day of the class. But do not use bank-owned properties. Only the top two are going to be comps. So with that said, get me some answers where it says your comps. And then right below that, you'll see that there's a triangle with the mortgage information in it. Guys, I must have the loan balance. You simply ask the seller, what do you owe? and then ask them, what is your payment? Honestly, I don't care what the interest rate in the lender is, but I must know the loan and I must know the payment. And right below that, is it current, yes or no? Is the payment PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance? And if it is in arrears, about how far behind? Fill in that blank for us, because that number there will totally change where our exit strategy or our entrance for the deal. If it's behind, it's a different deal than if it's not behind. You will find very few of them that are behind on their payments. You will discover that most of the people who advertise that their houses are for sale or who call you from your advertisement are current on their payments. We're not looking for people that are desperate, ready to blow their brains out, or necessarily in foreclosure. We deal with all of those folks, but for the most part, the people you're going to make the most money from are the people that are current on their mortgages and credit. They're looking to save their credit because it is one of the biggest issues that they want to work with us, as you'll see in class as we go through these live deals. So again, must have mortgage amount, must have payment. Is it current in arrears? If it's in arrears, how much? Please do not bring us a sheet with that left blank. If that's left blank, you might as well turn that thing over and use it for scratch paper, because it is absolutely worthless to us. Are you taking a breath because you wanted to say something, Lynette? Are you?
Well, I was just thinking that I love how you explain all this, and we're still going to get some lead sheets without information on it.
Yeah, you and I both know that, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to say it five or six more times here. Make sure we'll get the message across. Fill in the blanks. All right. Now, right below that is the whole key. You'll see three blocks there with script in them. And that script is designed to make it easy for your virtual assistant or your VA to make these calls and fill out these sheets for you. If you are the one filling out these sheets now, pretty soon your virtual assistant is going to do it for you. And don't worry, we have virtual assistants that are well trained to do it for you. I will tell you about that in class. In fact, pretty much most of the things that you're going to be doing, buying and selling houses, we already have the resources in place you can just plug right into and save you an awful lot of research and development time. But look at those scripts. Let's take the one on the left. You'll notice that it says that if the asking price and the loan amount are within $35,000, then ask the question, will you sell the house for what you owe? And I must have a yes or a no circled. Let me say that again. If the loan amount and the asking price are close, that question needs to be asked. But of course, if I don't get a yes or a no circled, then I won't know the question got asked. Now, you only need a yes or a no in one of those three blocks, not all three of them. If you look at the one in the middle, it says if the house has a mortgage, which means if the house has a mortgage, but it has a bigger gap than $35,000 between the asking price and the loan amount, which means there's quite a bit of equity in the house, but it still has a mortgage on it, then you ask them if they would consider a lease purchase. And then you circle it, yes or no. If it is yes, we got a good lease purchase candidate. If it is no, we probably don't. So that's why it's critical that we get a yes or no. Now, if you will follow the lines right down below that question, you'll see that regardless of whether you get a yes or a no, follow the line and it'll tell you the next question to ask. And then you circle yes or no below those. Now look over to the right, and if the house is free and clear, in other words, if you ask the seller, what do you owe, and they say nothing, you immediately go over to the right-hand column and you ask, would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments? If the answer is yes, you have an owner financing deal, which just makes my heart beat, and it increases the blood pressure for Brian and Lynette Wolf.
We love it.
Because free and clear houses that will owner finance are our absolute favorite kind of deal, guys. And in fact, I'll show you in class that we can build a whole business within the business just targeting people with free and clear houses using yellow letters and structuring really, really good deals around the ones that are willing to do owner financing and take their payments in monthly installments. In fact, if you want to get out of your job, that alone, that one thing, I promise you, we can get you out of your job in 60 to 90 days just using that technique alone. And I mean with the difference between on your monthly spreads, not even the amount of money you're going to collect from the deposits and down payments you get from your buyers. So it's very, very important that if the house is free and clear, you get me a yes or a no to that answer. So when you bring these leads, I want a yes or a no in at least one of those blocks below that loan information. And if you do not have a yes or a no answer in those blocks, you're going to go to the bottom of the pile and probably not get work, because obviously Brian and Lynette will be working the entire event on calling all of your sellers for you, but they're going to start with the yeses, and rarely do we ever get through all the yeses and ever even get to the nos. So bring the leads completely filled out, have a yes or a no on them, and your sellers will get called, and we'll do everything we can to make you money while you're there. Now look down below, and you'll see that I want more information now, even though you don't see a star. I want to know the number of bedrooms and baths and the amount of square footage that's in that house. And, I'd like to know if it's got a garage or not. And, of course, I want to know if it's vacant or occupied. That's very important to us because, obviously, we have much more motivated sellers when they're vacant than when they're occupied. So I'm going to open it up here in a minute for questions, so get ready if you have any questions on this subject, because it is very important that you know how to fill these things out, get some filled out, make some calls yourself. And I want you to do this because I want you to see what you're putting your VAs through, guys. I want you to experience what they're experiencing. Then you will appreciate how the kind of crap that they take to get these sheets filled out for you and how really cheap they work and how important they are to your life. Because if you don't get these sheets coming through on a regular basis, you don't have any buying machine and you don't have any business. So it's really important that we master this sheet and master getting these answers. And then I'll teach you how to master what to do after that when we get you in class. Don't worry. We have a script for every single one of those three blocks. So regardless of the situation that house comes to us at, there's a script right in your boot camp manual that tells you exactly what to say when you pick up the phone and call the seller when you get a yes answer. So you don't have to make up anything. You don't have to invent anything. And then, of course, the wolves are going to work with you to get better and to get over your fear on what to say and how to say and to try to get you to the checks as fast as we possibly can. So Lynette, get ready to give me some final comments because we have not told them on where to get the leads to call here yet. So
okay.
I'm gonna do that right. All right. Okay, guys, the first thing you want to do is get on Craigslist and look for houses for sale in your area, and then look for any other websites that also have these kind of ads. Now, some of them will have phone numbers, some of them will have email addresses, so you're going to have to email them and ask them to call you or send you their phone number so you can get this property information sheet filled out. But that's just one way. To be honest, that's the lazy man's way. That's the least productive leads you're going to find is on those websites. I'm telling you, you're not going to build a business by just calling leads on the Internet. So let's get through that right now and get clear on the fact that we have to do more to generate leads than just have somebody sit around and be on the web all day. The best leads you're going to ever find are the for sale by owner signs in front of houses. So you should drive around through neighborhoods that you would like to target and look for FSBO signs. Some neighborhoods have little or none. Some neighborhoods have more of them. Some neighborhoods have a lot. Some neighborhoods have a little. Some neighborhoods have none. I will tell you that in the pretty house business, you guys want to be in the median price houses and up. For you folks that are actually living in Seattle property, that's in the mid threes and up. So you should be looking in neighborhoods that are nice quality neighborhoods and up and beyond. We're going to show you that it's just as easy to deal with a three-quarter or $1 million house than it is to deal with a $100,000 house, but the paydays are much larger. For those of you living in smaller dollar areas like Tacoma or any other state, wherever you're coming from, find out what the median price house is where you live and work in neighborhoods that are above for the pretty house business. And if you don't know what the median price is, pull out your telephone and ask Siri, and she will tell you. Just ask her, what's a median price house in whatever town you live in? She'll come right back with your answer. So Go online, look for FSBO signs, and then you don't have much time left to do this, but you're also going to be putting I Buy House ads on these same sites. You're going to look for the ones that are selling. So you might as well put some ads up while you're there looking for some ads to call. Do everything you can to find all the FSBO leads that you can, get all the sheets you possibly can, and bring them to class. Bring them to class, whether yes answers or no answers, but bring them to class. Okay, Lynette.
Okay.
What did I miss?
Yeah, so we are ecstatic. I just want to tell you, Ron, our son Dasho works in the business with us, as you know. He was doing a drive-by through the neighborhood, and he saw a for sale by owner sign in Gilbert, Arizona. This is just 2 days ago he was driving by. We ended up putting it under contract. It was a free and clear seller, which is our favorite way to buy. And our son Dasho asked, what's the least amount you would want per month for your equity? And the seller actually said that they wanted $1,000 a month. This house, we got it for $190,000 purchase price. It's worth $220,000, and we're paying the seller $1,000 per month. It rents out for $1,595 a month. So we got positive cash flow, zero money down. We did a 10-year balloon on it. I mean, it was because he was driving the neighborhood. It's just amazing. If you get in your car, when you see those for sale by owner signs, like Ron said, it is just phenomenal. And we are so excited. The more leads you guys can bring in, the better, the more possibilities we can make money for you right there at the event. It's just so exciting.
Yes.
Yes.
And the great thing about Ron is, you know, you've got somebody who's out there doing the business like us, and everybody involved with Ron's organization is so real out there doing it and has a servant's heart, really wants to help you guys get to where you want to be and basically achieve whatever goals you have in real estate. So we just want to get you there, and we want to get you there fast, so bring leads in, because that's the fastest, most guaranteed way to make money, is just bring us a bunch of leads.
And, yeah. And by the way, guys, I'm sitting out here in Chicago. I'm at a Dan Kennedy super conference right now with some of my staff from Global.
Oh, yeah.
I just had lunch with a fella who went to the boot camp last August, and he just closed the deal on a house and made $185,000 on one house.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible.
One house.
Woo!
And let me tell you what I like about the Seattle area, all you listeners. You got high-dollar houses out there. Your median price is in the mid-threes. That makes it so easy for you to make the larger dollars on the houses. You are forced to deal with the larger-dollar houses. And with no more risk, no money, no credit, therefore you are forced to get the paychecks with an extra zero on them. So count your blessings. And you're also in a very, very great market out there. And the hotter the market, the better I like it. You folks that aren't from Seattle, I'm going to make a case for you to force yourself to get out in the really beautiful homes and get the heck out of the low-priced neighborhoods when we're dealing with this pretty house business. So we got a lot to share. In fact, the whole last day is going to be on selling houses as well. So you guys got a lot in store for you. So come prepared. Come mentally prepared. Leave all your baggage behind, meaning your mental baggage. put off no appointments. You got 4 days to spend with us. Come give us those 4 days, and we'll give you back a life. Leave all your crap at home. That's why I like to see you stay in the hotel. Give us your focus for these 4 days. And obviously you can't do that if you're answering your telephone every 5 minutes and texting back and forth while you're in class and trying to conduct business. Schedule the business to take place the following Monday. The world will get by without your attention for the 4 days we have you in class. So come prepared to listen and learn and internalize. So yep. I'm going to open this up for questions, and we'll see how loud it is here.
All callers are muted.
Okay. Who's got questions?
Ron, I have a quick question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So on the property info sheet, whenever we make those contacts, how is it that we phrase our exit to them as far as how soon we're going to follow up with them on the?
I'm going to be spending a few days with my associate to discuss all of the properties that we're going to be working on here shortly, and I'll get back to you here within the next few days.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's a good question. Okay. Who's next?
I've got a couple. At the event, is there going to be a discount on the VAs, or is it going to be the same price no matter what?
A discount on VAs? I don't know. I don't, frankly, don't know until I take a look at it.
Okay, and then the other one is, to locate the buyers, what CDs are those? I'm in the Control Without Ownership. I'm on number 7.
You don't even need to worry about locating buyers yet. That's obviously the last part of your CD, so that's what the whole last day of the boot camp is going to be about.
Okie dokie.
Justin, are you on the phone? Justin in Seattle? Justin's going to be there, Ron. We're going to start with the class.
You're kind of breaking up on that.
Yeah, you are.
It got noisy. Justin is going to be in Seattle. I wondered if he was on the phone. He's going to be in the Seattle Quick Start Real Estate School, and he's doing some really good deals. So.
Okay, good.
Ron, can you please state the CDs and the order we should listen to them?
The CDs. All right, the purple course is the Control Without Ownership. That's 10 CDs. And then I'd go to the first 12 green CDs, which is the Pretty House Cash Flow System. And then I go to the first 6 red CDs, which is Wholesaling House. And if you can't get through all of them, don't worry about it. But try to get through the purple ones. Okay? Anybody
else? I have two questions.
Dude.
Hi. So in these boot camps when we're calling, have there been instances where students bring the same property lead sheet? Has that come up, and how that handled?
That is very rare.
Okay. And then the second question is,
if that happens, we're just going to put you two in a corner and get boxed in gloves and see how it works out.
Okay.
All right. No, we're not.
And then I wanted to clarify the middle section of the property info sheet.
Yeah.
So if I think what you said was if the asking and the loan balance is less than 35, just ask them with a yes, no,
right,
if they'll sell it for the loan balance.
Correct.
And then I think I'm trying to figure out how that box relates to the next box, which is, hey, if they have a loan balance.
That's a good question, actually. Suppose you ask them, will you sell for what you owe, and they say no.
Okay.
Frankly, your next question ought to be, well, then if I took over your debt, what's the least you could take for your equity?
Okay.
And
so
then,
it kind of leads to the next box.
And honestly, I'm okay if you ask them the lease option question in addition to that.
Okay.
See, I want to know if they will lease purchase or sell for what they owe. I want to know one of those two answers.
Okay.
And even if they say they'll lease purchase, that doesn't tell me that they won't sell for what they owe. But if you'll get yes on either one of them, we'll have the rules call them and we'll get it to a conclusion.
Okay.
All right.
Also, guys,
anybody else?
Five.
Oh, it's noisy, isn't it?
You want to be flexible about that. If the house is worth $50,000 and it's in good condition and they only owe $15,000, you don't ask that question necessarily. That's on, you know, houses that are worth $80,000 or above probably.
No. Anytime I got a small gap, I want that question asked. I don't care if it's a $500,000 house with a $450,000 mortgage on it and they're asking $485,000, I still want that question asked.
Yeah, it's just the little houses where the house is worth $50,000. You know, where they owe a little bit.
Yeah. Well, common sense would prevail when asked.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
There's obviously way more equity than anybody's going to give away. Then don't ask the question because you just tick off the seller. I'm going to open. I got it muted out, guys.
Okay.
I'm going to open it back up one more time.
Callers are muted.
Okay. All right. Last shot. Anybody else got a question?
Yes.
Yeah, on the question that says, I'll have my boss call, what do we do in lieu of that?
Well, that's designed for your VA. Just use your head and say, I'll get back to you within the next few days. I'll be out of town.
So we're just taking it to this pre-fill-out. We're just taking it to the first level?
I don't know. I'm trying to hear you over this kid screaming in the background.
What he's saying is, hey, just tell him that your partner will be calling him within the next couple of days. So if you get the original lead sheet filled out, don't say, you know, my boss is going to call you. Just say, my partner will be calling Within the next couple days.
Which is actually true, because your partner is now Brian on the network to make these calls.
Yeah.
But we're going to call him during the event. All right?
Okay.
Anybody else?
Yes. I signed up late for the class, so I don't have any of the CDs to listen to. Is there some place online I could go and listen to them?
No, they're not online, so what, are they being shipped to you?
Okay.
Are they being shipped to you?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, you should call the office and ask them, but don't worry about it. You're going to get a manual. And you can listen to them when you get back home, obviously the same.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Okay, guys, I'm going to break this off.
Never ceases to amaze me how people can get on a conference call and not keep the kids from screaming in the background, but I guess that's people. So with that said, Brian Lynette, thank you very much for being on the call today, and I guess I will see you here in the next few days. And there, guys.
We're super excited to see you guys.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. And you guys, I'll tell you what, when we first went to this very event with Ron all those years ago, I didn't expect it to be a huge life-changing 4 days, but that's exactly what this is for you. You bring in leads, you let us help you, you commit to yourself and your success, and I'm telling you, it's sitting there for you, and we can guide you there, and this can absolutely be a totally life-changing event for you.
We're excited for you. So with that said, we will see you next week in Seattle.
Can't wait. Bring in lots and lots of leads.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.